Thank you very much. I shall not extend this. I'm thanks to the director and to Charles, because I am sure that it was very useful, and it will be more useful for me. Yeah. So I shall talk about this thing as it advertised, and my approach will be very much related or somehow with the approach of point-wise Sobolev inequalities presented to you by Piotr Hajwasz. We are working together almost more than 25 years, or even almost 30 years, actually, when he started to be a student. Yeah. But here, the most important object of concentrations in all these talks around has been Taylor Jets, written, yeah. I shall actually try to convince you that the approach where instead of Taylor Jets, these formulas which have been, we discuss these topics with the general idea of Newton-Lagrange interpolation, or actually, before Newton, there was 5 years older than he, James Gregory. And that is actually, my talk could be also, and not, because this is related with this paper, which was finished, you see when, but it's already published. It's published in Tbilisi, far, far away, so in the beautiful country of Colchida, mentioned by Homer even and the Roman poets and so on and so on. Why that is, I shall not comment at this moment, but maybe, yeah. But this paper, as present here, it is already available. Actually, I gave it some days ago to Luli, one of those young colleagues of Charles, and he has made the copies, and everybody can see. So I shall, as quickly as possible, I mean, not quickly, there is not much time, I shall just go away from what is written here, because this only serves as a reference. So I'm not a reference, but as a very precisely written part of this which comes under here. I shall mostly make various remarks, which I already started here on the first lecture of when I was present, I guess, by Luli, about the approach to Sobolev embedding theorem. Yeah, but just for concentration, here is the finite difference expression, and it is written here just as a model for, it is written in this one-dimensional formula, but this formula is essentially multidimensional. I mean, because x and y there can be considered at points in even n-dimensional space Rn, and what is brought into consideration there is the segment, which appeared also in preceding lecture, between these 2 points. This segment is divided when we are talking about the Sobolev spaces of order M, degree M, or, of differentiation, is divided into M parts. So when this is X, this is Y, I write here X1 up to XM minus 1, so there will be this M parts here, and H is the vector notation for this small part. So they are equidistributed nodes for Lagrange or Hermite Lagrange or classical interpolation. Equidistributed, that means that the vector has precisely this value. That is a small vector, and then like this in this sense. And the formula, as it stands, is just, we have data or polynomials, not polynomials, but values of some measurement, observations or something, at this point of this x, which will be either at zero, and all these intermediate points, here is another value, here is another value, and so on, and then we obtain by this interpolation a polynomial which goes through. And then at this point, this polynomial, its values are fixed, so as a polynomial of order, I think, n minus 1, it's already determined by these values completely, but then it is extended over this data, that is extrapolation process, and this produces here a value. This is value by classical is denoted as L, Lagrange interpolations, we see, and that is in this line below. You see L is the value at the point, and then there is a difference, error at this. This interpolating polynomials comes here with another value than the F(y) expected value of observation there. So there is an error. And the formula, as it stands, then just gives, not this formula, the next one. On the next page. That's this error. So, and then this error, which has this notation 1,4, is estimated as an error for polynomial or for differentiable function. But then this differentiable, it's not a Lipschitz, because it's Lipschitz, but with some variable constant. So these are, so to say, Lipschitz functions, which slope are not defined as constants a priori, but just this more elasticity is admitted. So it is in complete correspondence with various, but still more refined in the spirit of Sobolev and so on, with what has been what is discussed for Lipschitz functions or for numerical analysis. Any book you open on numerical analysis from various points of view has this formula and more general ones, to which I shall also come to, and that is this estimate, 1,4. And the point is that when this variable Lipschitz constant are restricted by only one condition, which is a global condition, that they can be infinite somewhere or something, can be so various, but globally, in the of energy, in the sense of an energy, that is, the physical results of the experiments are somehow realized in a physical or mechanical system which has some restrictions for energy. And that is, in the simplest case, m equal 1, what we have, that will be just polynomial of order when n is equal. No, I my head is strong enough. This is the polynomial m equal 1, polynomial is of order 0. That's constant. And this constant here is fx. That's the value of this interpolator. So that's the difference. That is error. And the error in this case is estimated by this formula, x minus y, and again this ax plus ay. Symmetric way. That's okay. But I see. Okay. I hope it will work. So for the case m equal 2, this polynomial is a linear polynomial, and this expression takes the form fy minus 2 fx plus y over 2, so that the somehow a middle point between x and y, plus fx. That is right. And this is, has to be less than x minus square. And again, some other variable, Lipschitz constant, but with again with this global energy type restriction. And that is can be continued to higher order. And that is the geometrical simplified model of this for the case when these nodes are not equidistributed like here, instead of these finite differences, arises, comes up what is called the divided differences. That's this famous, more algebraic construction. We shall come to this because I have, so, but then we have x and this intermediate points, m minus 1, and then comes again this finite, and that is f. That is the notation, but expression for divided differences, not finite, but divided. And there are recursive formula, there is a really beautiful calculus. Say a year ago, I didn't have any idea about this. I was lines and some divided differences that are remote country for specialists in numerical analysis and so on. But I now change my view, and I think it is an extremely beautiful area of mathematics and very rich, and it has many. Actually, it refers to, I just yesterday recalled that is a paper, one of the books earlier in this area, and this is by Whittaker Robinson, London, 1924, and it has the title Calculus of Observations, which is very much, I mean, recall your data processing, and that's all. So these things are very, and actually I had with me a paper by Karl de Boer, that's again the name reserved to the splines and books on splines and something. Recent, 205, which I left in my hotel. But this is a very beautiful, concise presentation of his point of view. He doesn't neither have any ideas about this connections with several spaces and our worries and enjoyments when we understand something, but it's clearly but then he quotes a beautiful line from a letter of 1676 by Newton to Leibniz, and then I wanted to read it to you in Latin, because if it's written there in Latin, I don't dare to recall now in Latin, so the general translation just mentioned to you. But I was very good in Latin at school. We have two been, me and a colleague of mine who later became a bishop, as you can see. And here, okay.
So you have both made use of Latin.
Huh?
You have both made use of
Latin. Yeah, yeah, that's what I am. But we didn't understand that you will come again with considerations with sober spaces and so on. And he writes there in free translation something like this. This is the topic, one of the most beautiful I would like to develop. Pulcherissimi. And it is just the main quotations of De Boer in his paper. And I think that it is important that the young, our colleagues, realize these relations with real principles. Okay, but I cannot go on this. Anyway, so that is this. And this is the thing which you will remember and recall, and that is that this inequality, 1-4, characterizes Sobolev spaces. And then you also should notice that it is invariant in some sense under affine transformations. It is a fact written classically on the real line, but this real line can be inserted into Rn, and on every line that it's interior affine geometry, it's not a vector space, a line in this. Vector spaces are only those lines who go through the origin, and the general line is only an affine object. But the finite differences calculus are affine, so to say, quantities, or affine or something. And they are also scale invariant. You see, here is constant, but when it does the formulas for finite differences, two of them have been written here by Pavel Schwarzman when he is something, and then you could see there are explicit rational functions expressions, and when you make the affine transfer extension scale change, they are the same, they are invariant. So this is, I just want to mention that this fact has this intrinsic geometric meaning going far beyond, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. So that is the characterization. And then first I shall make which is not written in this book and in this paper, is that now I characterize the Sobolev spaces in this divided differences framework. And then it is the same, that divided differences, when are, so to say, controlled or restricted in this classical Lipschitz formulation by constants. But here will be again this something of this symmetric. And then these are symmetric in this. That was one of the basic facts of this classical calculus of this divided and finite differences. So that's why here we have also this symmetry. What quantity is that A of X? I just going ahead will tell you that what it is again something which appeared in analysis, say actually 300 years after Newton. That's the concept of hard-limit maximum functions. I shall show you on picture, on fingers, just in a moment. Yeah. And so these are roughly speaking for this thing, A of X is local hard-limit maximum functions of highest order gradient, M order gradient of X, and evaluated at X. That's more or less what appears here. It's not the bound for the derivatives. That was not enough. And that is a very subtle fact which came to this theory from real analysis, because Hardy and Littlewood got to this concept from real analysis. But actually, it is averaging. You will see in a moment. So, and averaging is the process which Sobolev brought to this area, and that's the essence of the success of all this. I have 6 minutes, so I shall just show you some formulas which I wonder if who has maybe coming close to something similar or even, yeah. 20?
Yes.
And then 10:05. This watch?
5 minutes of 10.
No, it's, the computer is frozen.
The computer is frozen, okay.
No. Okay. You see, oh yeah, all right. So let's again look from the most naive. This what I shall say can be student, first grade students. That's my understanding, and I was brought up in this atmosphere by my Polish and Russian teachers, because I had the chance to spend my graduate years in Moscow with very many of people who are also now here with very big names and other class in the United States, Novikov, Arnold, and Sinai, who was there, and that are all my companies, so to say. Okay, so what we are actually aiming here? We have 2 points, say, on the real line for the start, and then we have desire considering how the functions varies when we go from one point to another point, we just write this difference. But after Newton and Leibniz, and that is the fundamentals of analysis, you write that it is integral from x to y f prime of s ds. Ds is any natural parameter along this. That's okay. And then it was discussed that what is when f p is an LP, say p greater than 1. Then, well, if that's so, then it is here applied Helder inequality. It is written as product of 1 and a prime, and then is deduced this, which is, yeah, okay. This is deduced from this, that is y minus x, 1 minus 1 over P Ries conjugate or Helder conjugate, and that's here P 1 over P. That's the inequality. That's the model, pre-model of Sobolev embedding theorems, which was here the main tool discussed and introduced. It was used then in many considerations, and that here I make the remark that that's not optimal. It actually says that the W1P is embedded into C alpha space of Helder continuous functions. So that is this thing. But that's true, and that's basic and used. Okay, but that's not the whole truth. And maybe that's not the most essential fact for this context and for the whole theory of Sobolev space. What I do now, let's introduce an intermediate point. Then you have this integral splits into two. But just going a little bit ahead, I shall write this Fy minus in the form for psi minus x, and here I use x to psi, that's the notation for the average value of f prime s the s along this part here, and here I write y minus psi, and that's again average from psi to y f prime s the s. All right, and so geometrically this is less y minus x, and the other quantity is also, and what is here, that's the average value, that is, if you cancel this, we should write here psi minus x, that's one, this is the same as here, but you now change point of view, change of view, writing this with this and this, and now we look at this everywhere. And what we have? We have this inequality, where A of x is just the one-dimensional Hardy-Littlewood maximum functions at the origin. And that was the famous paper in Acta Mathematica in 1931, just before Whitney started 34, Sobolev started 35, 36. He was working in the Institute of Hydrodynamics, and there were various problems of recovering data or something. But he was not thinking this way. He just, in his multidimensional case, as you all know, he switched very quickly to Ries potentials. And that's here is this theory of Ries potential, Martinkiewicz interpolation, and all the story, and that's how it's presented in Steinbuch. Stein was a student of Zygmund, whom I knew, not only knew, but had very personal relations, because that the Polish school and the relations with Moscow school, with Komogorov, losing thought. Anyway, and Stein was a student, as far as I know, from Zygmund, and you are the next generation, so to say. Okay. So that is it. But, all right. So you see that this is, so to say, immediate consequence of fundamentals of analysis. Okay, and as it's written, it's one dimensional. So one dimension. Then I shall show you what Sobolev has done. It is Sobolev has done the following thing. He wanted, he understood that the information which was brought about the local or infinitesimal behavior of the functions in the neighborhood of X to its behavior in the neighborhood of Y, in the more than I said, jet change of jets when we turn, go, move from point Y in this space to point Y. So that's jets of order zero. But you can consider change of jets of order higher. And then you come with those point-wise inequalities which appear there and all this. So that, yeah. But what Sobolev has done, and then I should have to finish, but then you will see. Sobolev has done the following thing. So we have here X and Y. All right. So we see, and that was understood in real analysis from that this information which was transferred along this one-dimensional process, that's Hamilton stage of Hamiltonian mechanics, is very weak, transfers very weak information. If the energy is measured in this case as integral of this variation LP of this derivative or something. That is very, and that is the source of all these troubles with behavior of Sobolev functions in those peaks. Not only peaks when they are regular peaks is okay, but if they are just these cusps or something, then it is. Then, and so they were gradually, excluded in this or other way from the theory. The theory was restricted to various classes of domains. They are called hundreds or thousands of papers, books. Yeah, okay. So I shall now produce you some model, which is the beginning of all, in some sense, in my presentation today. All right, so going from X to Y, transferring this infinitesimal information is a very weak procedure. It doesn't succeed. So what Sobolev understood, but he didn't understand it in this context, but I shall just, yeah. He understood that it is necessary to consider curves, a family of curves joined in this space. On the line, in the one-dimensional case, there is only one way, and that's all information which is needed is transferred. But in the multidimensional case, there are very many, there's a variety of classical states between, yeah. So, and then the things changes. We are approaching something like quantum. But to be specific, consider only those broken lines. Take a C and then consider going from then f of x minus f y is equal to f of x minus f z plus f of z minus fy, okay? And then how much change is brought from x to z? That's the most classical. Okay. You hear what I'm saying? Okay. So what we do? We just, so we average this over all this possible. But then, in the geometrical sense, we write two balls of radius distance minus x One here we center at X, the other we center at Y. And instead of this, consider all points in this spherical segment and average over those. And then we write, and that is written in more or less here on the next page. So that is written in on the next page here, where is a full proof given that this inequality is where it is the same for instance of this, but they appear a constant here. Because this averaging process, that is the constant comes from this. Have the little wood maximal for gradient at this is just averaging over the points. Hardly little wood at this is averaging over the bits. So here, if I show average over the in intersection over this spherical, I have to compare. And then if you just write it in a geometrically explicit way, and it is precisely written on the next page in the something, you obtain this with some constant. The constant depends only on this conformal or scale invariant quantity, that is this volume of the whole sphere to the segment is independent of the distance, because small, big, or something, and it depends only on the dimension. It is dependent on the function. And that's the explanation of this. And you see the sources of success of Sobolev's theory are all this. Yeah, I shall not go because I practically exhausted my time. But you see, that is the, and from this, there is this general conclusion which comes out in our paper with Piotr and others and my own, which are published, but those papers have not been, had been only apprehended by a restricted number because people, because that's as usual is, you see. You are discussing very classical objects. Everybody thinks, I know everything, what they can have. No. That's all I do. But that's the explanation, and in this spirit, I just am now, you know, discussing even come to this finite differences, divided differences as a result of this more complicated but geometrically well handable and described in a clear way. And that is, I could give you, if you would, you see, just more formulas for, say, this x and y, and here x1, x2. And what it turns out that these are independent of the variation of this interior point. That was for a moment, even there were discussions between people more related with me, with Kinnunen and Lisa, remember the discussion in Oslo, no, in Helsinki, a little more than a year ago, when, and there is also a paper by such a specialist as Kriebel and his school audience, when they use, for instance, in this higher degree case, they use all intermediate notes. And that is so that you can act here. But I stress that is only the endpoints control the situation. The hard little maximal functions is so strong control over the whole that all these intermediates are not needed. That is a paper by Kriebel and his school, from the end of 1911 in Studia Mathematica, when he insists, he uses our approach, but then he just takes our approach, his formula for 2 points, so he sums up. Well, I'm trivializing because he has all this best of spaces and something and Pauli Littlewood theory and so on, but from this it is not essential. That is something. The essence is this, and with this idea of Sobolev, that to understand that it is necessary over it. But somehow Sobolev himself, as I said, overlooked it, because he just had under the stress of at that time potential theory and all this, so he just switched very quickly from one dimensional along the line to, so to say, to raise Newton potential. I mean, in the sense of just geometry, he considers the control at the center of the sphere by all these oscillations brought from a segment on the sphere. So he had a spherical cone or something. And that is all these cone conditions come from. But that is, I formulated for this, which is essence. And, you know, this, if you take two such cones instead of you take this, so you obtain precisely. Okay, sorry, thank you very much.